We are in Perek, Shaar Dalet, Perek Yud Ches, smack in the middle. And I want to discuss, I want to learn, finish the Perek, and I want to discuss something that's been on my mind and I've been trying to get clarity on for a long time. And I want to share my lack of clarity with you. But the, just to remind you, in the middle, the Nefesh HaChaim says, V'zeh she'amru Rabbeinu Zichronam Livracha. Does everyone have the place? Please try not to do this by heart because it's every word is meduyak. This is what Chazal said. Ksiv, it says in the Gemara Msachim, Ad Shamayim Chastecha. In the same paragraph, it says, Me'al Shamayim Chastecha. So is the Chesed of Hashem Ad Shamayim Chastecha, which means in this world that we live in, there's a lot of Chesed Hashem. But that would mean somehow that if it's Me'al Shamayim, if you're going into the Shamayim, maybe there's no Chesed. And Pashat Pshat is maybe over. Maybe when you get like above, it doesn't mean Shamayim, the next world. It means there's Atzilus, Bria, Yetzir, and Asiya. We're in the world of Aretz, and then there's the world of Shamayim. And maybe that's a world of Din. Comes the Torah and says, comes the Tillim and says, Me'al Shamayim Chastecha, that besides for Chesed Hashem being Ad Shamayim, it's Me'al Shamayim Chastecha, the Chastira, says the Gemara, like Hasha, Kan Bo'iskin Lishma, V'kan Bo'iskin Shalai Lishma. And that really touches up everything that we've said until now in the Perek. And that is that if somebody, the words that he used, if you remember those wonderful words, that somebody who learns Kalamakabal al Atzmai Ol Hatar HaKadosha Lishma Lamita, that was the opening words of the parak. That if you learn Torah, that seems to be the highest level of Lishma, Lishma Le'amita, not just Lishma, but Lishma Lamita. So then that's the Lishma that we're talking about. Lamita, by the way, means to get the emes out of Torah. Nachon? What does Lamita mean? Lishma La'amita, like I'm trying to get the emma. I'm not trying to say shtickel terror. I'm not trying to impress anybody.
Cool.
Everybody say, hi. Oh, Matsya's here from far away. Lishma la'amita means I'm going la'amita shel terror. So if you're kan bo'iskin lishma, kan bo'iskin shalei lishma, that if you're Isaac Lishma, the chesed of Hashem is me'al shamayim chastecha. So what we understood that that means is that you're lamala from, you have a different type of hashkacha pratis, lamala from the regular teva that everybody else has. I don't know how many people are doing this, Lishma la'amita, but you're not zakuk to the regular chukais hateva that everybody has. And let's read a little further. Hainu, what does it all mean? If you learn Torah Shalai Lishma, im ki bevadai shegam hu merutza lefanav yisparach Hashem likes, learn Torah Lishma, good thing. You hear Yoni, like it's a good thing. Afim kavanasi l'shemez p'niya shetia, even though you're thinking of some side point. Raki meino l'kantir chas v'shalom or l'kintur. As long as you're not out to hurt somebody, okay, lo nora. If I'm not thinking of anything, I'm learning Daf Yomi, I'm learning Torah. Rak Mishu Hergel Bakach, that's what I do. I have my shir, I have my, you know. Kimitoicha, it's a good thing. Kimitoicha Yavai Lamadrega Lishma. Kayadua mi mamaram zichrenim livracha. Shalei Lishma Balishma. Im kolzem. Nevertheless, what happens when you learn Torah Shalei Lishma? Adayin lo niskadesh v'nisala, holy you do not become. A ben aliyah nisala, like me'al shamayim chastecha, you didn't get. M'shiyah hanagasa yisbarach itay, what would happen if you would learn Torah mamish lishma? Yeah hanagasa yisbarach itay b'chol inyanav l'mala mikoychus hativim. A person who learns Torah mamish lishma, so the hanhaga that Hashem has with you is lamala mikoiches hateva. This is why, like, one can go to a great tzaddik or one a great rebbe or great Talmud Chacham, who learns Torah Lishma, and he can have an experience which is otherworldly. Lamala mikoach hateva. Not necessarily that he's going to levitate or you know, do something magic.
Bestowed hateva, right? That's the lesson.
What's the lesson?
Bestowed.
And I'll tell you a small thing that, like, a lot of times when you go to speak to a real tzaddik, so a ness happens, and let's say you go to speak about a certain issue you're having, problem you're having, a struggle you're going through. Like, a lot of times, I've my own personal experience, you stand in front of the tzaddik and the problem is not there. Something happened, you know, so much so you got to make it up. So this is a ness. In other words, like, you, at least when you're in that chatzer, everything's lamala minar chatzeva. I'm just saying, with no levitation needed, just the whole matzav is levitated. That's nisala. So on the person who's learning shalei lishma, it says rak ad shamayim, haynu ad koiches hativim hakavuim b'shamayim. There's teva. Hashem created the world. He created gravity. He created a certain amount of simcha and a certain amount of tsar. And he created trees and he created birds and he created people. Teva. Teva advar. But if you go me'al shamayim chastecha, you're not necessarily, you want to live in the teva, l'chayr. We're in this world. But you're not necessarily mishubad to the teva.
Like a little bit? Like the Madriga Saddam, the story that he went to the train with no money. And he's waiting to get on the train, and somebody saw him sitting on the bench, and the train is ready to go. And he said, "Why don't you get on the train?" "I have no money." "So come, I'll pay for you." He got on the train.
Oh. So we all experience these miracles, right?
No.
That's for our moments of Lishma. Aval, but to our point, alo isik balishma, and that it says, Amar me al shamayim, ratzalaymer shekol hanagoysav yisbarach imay rak, l'mala meharas koichos hativim. Okay, a simple yisoid, whether we want to find out whether it's true in our own experiences or it's not, let's learn it academically for a second. That somehow or another, when you learn Torah Lishma Me'al Shemayim Chasdecha, and he explained at the beginning of the parak, why would that be? What's the mechanics? The mechanics is because Istakel Baraisa Ubara Alma, so Hashem created the Torah even before he created the world. So the Torah itself obviously is not Meshubah to any Indian of Teva. Pashtus. It's like Lahavdil or Lamashal, architect has the plans. He can change whatever he wants to change on the plans. You don't have to knock, you don't need a bulldozer to erase a line and put the line somewhere else. Right, Robert? Yep. let me show you the background of Robert Link's architects. It's easy to change things when you're in the office, and that's the right place to change it. That's the right time to change it. But the sort of Torah is the plans for the world. So if a Talmud Chacham is learning Torah Lishma, so he's accessing that higher level of Torah, not just mitzvahs, but Torah, that which came before the Olam. And now he's accessing something which is koidim lateva, and is not necessarily meshubah to the corporate structure, which is underneath him.
Rabbi, how is this different from kolam a kabbalah of old Torah? Parakimimenol derech eres ol malchus.
It's different because it's one level higher. Then the first level, which was in Parak Tezayin and Yud Zayin. So the pshat is that if you're stuck in a matzav of teva and you're makabel al tera, so it can be megan you, it can protect you. Here he's talking lechatzchila. He says he's going from madrega to madrega in the benefit package. So here we're talking lechatzchila, that if you're asik in this world. Look at it this way, Yitzchak. If your ASIC in this world is in Torah Lishma, you're in the back room, you're under the hood. You're in a place which those laws don't even apply. It's not that you're Makabal Al Torah and you can get out of the laws. those laws don't even apply to you because you're in the Torah itself. But the way to get there is in Lishma. So it's the same thing, but a higher madriga.
So one can be mekabel all and not being learning Lishma. They're not connected.
I think so. One's a kabbalah and one's a doing it. So I read to you last, I think, or Thursday, I believe, the Ramchal. And the Ramchal explains the whole Marechet of Teva. And he alludes to this, to Nefesh HaChaim, at the beginning, not in the part we learned on Thursday, that the Teva is not exactly what we see. There's in Teva itself, the Ramchal, who was the great Mekubal, There's a number of different levels in Teva itself. There's that which we can see and that which we can't see. But it's all what Hashem created to make the Teva work. So for instance, we can all see a piece of wood. We see it. What we don't see, maybe with special instruments, is the molecules that are flying around. And even if we see that, we know that there's waves in front of us, cell phone waves, cell waves and microwaves and all kinds of 4G and 3G and 5G and all kinds of stuff that's there. We don't see viruses in the air, maybe with a microscope. There's not everything that's in Teva we can see. So too says the Ramchal. There's what we can possibly see and what we can't see at all. So for instance, we can see the stars, but we don't see the mazolos. And make to be sure, that's what the Torah holds, that mazolos are part of the Bria. In other words, Hashem created the world and runs it through the mazolos. Sometimes the situation where he created, how it works is out of the scope of this conversation, but there is such a thing as mazolos. It's for sure such a thing. You know, some of the great Tanoim were astrologers. You know, as I always say, it doesn't mean like necessarily, you know, Gene Dixon in the New York Times, but it means that if you really understand what's going on in Shemayim, there's such a thing. And Avraham Avinu was a great astrologer, ad kedei kach, that Hashem told him, "Say me it's tagnidu shalom, get out of the astrology. I'm telling you something, you're going to have children." So one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to run the world is mazolos. Another thing that Hashem did is, and this is really our inyan here today, I believe my inyan, is malachim. There's tons of malachim, hundreds of malachim. So malachim can be, the ones we're the most familiar with is Malach Gavriel, Malach Raphael, Malach Uriel, the ones that we sing with our children before they go to sleep, right? Yeah. But there's more Malachim. There's Malachim doing all kinds of things. Malach HaMavos. There's Malach HaLeda. There's Malach HaTeva. Ad Kedei Kach, which it says in Chazal that there's no piece of grass that grows without a malach standing there saying, Gadel, Gadel, came before some from the Bereishis Rabba. So there's malachim. So we don't see those malachim. Maybe if you're some kind of a big admor, you see the malachim. But we don't see the malachim. Eliyahu malach habris. We don't see Eliyahu coming to the bris. But they're there. And like the mazolos, this is all part of the mahalach of the Hanhaga of the Derech HaTeva, very, very important. And if we're learning Torah Lishma and you're going direct to the source of the Bria, so even though everybody in the world is Meshubad to these Malachim and they're Meshubad to these Koychavim and they're Meshubad to gravity, and this is Atzilus Bria, this is rather Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, this guy who's learning Torah Lishma is going up over their heads into a higher place of the world of Atzilus, and there he's not Meshubah to anything that's underneath it. Yeah, so everything can become miraculous in a subtle or an explicit sense. That's what we how we explain. This is what happens when you go. Me'al shamayim chasdecha. Everybody with me? So the kasha is, I don't know if I asked this kasha, but the kasha is that why do we find that the avos, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, in the Chumash, were all about malachim? Yeah. Yishlach Yaakov malachim, malachim, mamish, Rashi says. Mamish malachim. And said at the end, Hamalach ha-goyel lo-simi korohu yivarech ha-san na'arim, yikarivam shmi. And Yaakov Avinu had to have a fight with the malach, which was the Sari Shalaisa. And Avram Avinu had to have malachim come to him and talk to him about Stoim and talk to him about his child that will be born. Why malachim? Adrabba, like Vayeroi love Hashem, Vihnei Gimel Shloisha Anoshim. It's mashma that he left out the malachim. He left out Hashem rather to deal with the malachim. Nachon? Isn't that what Rashi says? Doila Hachnosas Archim Meakbalas Meashchina. So, what's the point? What's the chat there? He didn't learn Torah Lishma. Yitzhak was about to be nekad al gabi amizbeach. Vayomer elav malach Hashem min hashamayim. Al tishlach yadcha el hanar. Adirabba, Hashem said to bring Yitzhak as a carbon. Hashem never said, don't bring Yitzhak as a carbon. I was just testing you. A malach came and said that. I heard a malach min hashamayim say, like, l'chor, it's a pella. It's a pella. It's the same pella. Avram Avinu left the Hashem to go to the malachim. And so did Avram Avinu later by the Akedah and Yitzhak leave the Dvar Hashem, kacha spincha shifitcha shirhafta Yitzhak, to listen to a malach who says, al tishlach yodcha elanar. No? Nakasha? Divrei Arav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishayim. And then Yaakov was all about malachim. Every step of it was malachim. And here we're saying that you can get on top of the malachim, like the simple Talmud Chacham, who's learning Torah Lishma. You get on top of not only the mazalis, we know ain't mazal Yisrael, old story, but ain't malachim li Yisrael. And we see that that wasn't the case with the avos.
That's connected to Shakai. That's where Hashem explained it to Moshe.
Okay, you want to explain?
It's somehow a direct gili from Hashem requires a higher madrega, and it was matim for the avos. It wasn't matim for Moshe because he had a different tafkid.
We're saying the opposite that the avos dafke seemed to be mishubim to malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a different thing. Tel Shakai was a different thing.
Hashem's telling Moshe Rabbeinu that his relationship from now on through Moshe Rabbeinu is direct. Doesn't involve malachim.
Oh yes, okay. I don't understand what you said. Ushmi Hashem loy nadati lahem, right? That when I spoke to the avos, it was through malachim. L'chayra, I believe the Ramban says that it's through malachim. So first of all, let me tell you a lamdasha thing that I saw. Interestingly, I don't have it here, but there's a beautiful little sefer on Chumash from Rav Elia Shvei, Olav Shalom, Rosh Yeshiva Philadelphia. And he was a regular a Talmud, a Rav Aaron Cutler, and a real Litvisha Rosh Yeshiva. Yeah. But he says something very interesting. He says that, his kasha is that Avraham Avinu was negotiating with Hashem in stone. What if there's 50? What if there's 40? What 30, 20, 10? So just like he's negotiating and he's getting them down to 10, right? He's getting Hashem down. Okay, Hashem says, if there's 10, I won't destroy stone. So why didn't he keep on going? In other words, if he's got the power to negotiate, how about one tzaddik? Maybe there's one tzaddik in stone. I'll go to stone. There'll be a tzaddik in stone. So he says something, a very thrilling yisoid, he says. I don't know if he said it b'shem, I don't remember if he said it b'shem atzmai or he said it in the name of somebody else. He says that the pshat is that Avram Avinu, when it was negotiating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu was part of the Marechet. He wasn't appealing to the Marechet. He and God together were creating the law. Mishpat, Elikeinu lo yasa mishpat. Mishpat. Meaning that Avram Avinu wasn't accessing a halacha. Listen carefully. Wasn't accessing a halacha which says that you have to have 10 tzaddikim in a city to save the city. Who said? Mi amar. He was creating a halacha. That's what he said. That when there's 10 people in the city's protected from destruction. Now, I can explain, this would be mine, why he didn't go down to one, but the Iker point that I want from Rav Elia Shvei, and what he says is that it's not that there's this din, that it would make no sense, the whole negotiation. From the time that Avram Avinu negotiated this with Sodom, from that moment on, it'll forever be a chok that if there's 10 tzaddikim in the world, in the city won't be destroyed. Don't ask me questions from history because I don't know the answer. But what I am saying is that there's something, I don't know what destroyed means, I don't know what a tzaddik is. You know? But one thing what you see is that Avram Avinu was not, this is where I want to go with this, Avram Avinu was not looking to go above the Marechet Me'al Shamayim. Avram Avinu was being masak in the Marechet Gufa. Is everybody with me on that?
So is that why Davke, it says with the Malachim, when they came to Avram, calls them Anoshim, because they had to be here in this, like yeah. The Kotzke Rebbe says, Anshe Kodesh to you, what's the most important thing? Anoshim. Should be Anoshim, not. So.
Yeah. You know, the Kotzker said that really, I don't have to eat anymore. I got to a very high madrega. But I'll tif reish min atzibur. Right. Oil of meats, I'm going to eat too. What do you want to say, Rabbi Yitzchak?
This is, it sounds like Naseh Shutef LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Breishis. That's the Madrega.
Right. I think Yoni brought that Chazal last time, right? Naseh Shutef Kol Adon Din Amislamitai. So what I'm saying is that the Madrega of the Avos, that they were having to deal with Malachim, why didn't they go direct like you and I can do if we learn Torah Lishma? The answer is they had no interest in that. Their job in the world was to be Masak in the Oilam in this world. I'm not talking now, not to be confused with the idea that you're supposed to be worldly or you're supposed to be the kunzes to worship Hashem from this world. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying something much deeper. We're saying that the avos ha'olam, my nikra avos ela l'shloisha, the pshat and the avos ha'olam, is that they were a chelik of the bria itself. So they didn't want to go Torah above the head of all the malachim. They needed to work with the malachim. They were like one of the malachim. You see, I tell you, like the Gemara famously says, and we've quoted very often, that the world is 6,000 years old, 2,000 years Toyo Vavayo, 2,000 years Tyra. So what does it mean, 2,000 years Tyra? That in 1948, Avram Avinu was born. He started teaching Tyra in 1952. So that was 2,000 years Tyra. So what does it mean? The world made a paradigm shift from Toyu Vavayu to Tyra. Now, Matan Tyra wasn't for until, what was it, 2448, 400 years later, 450 years later. So what does it mean that the year 2000, what was that hump called? Okay, we just crossed over the Tohu Vavohu dateline, and now we're in the world of Tyra. That means that Hashem created the basic Teva of the world, but now came the job of Avram Avinu L'sakein Olam B'malchus Shakai. You hear it, Rabbi Yitzchak? Shakai. L'sakein Olam B'malchus Shakai. That began with Avram Avinu and with Yitzchak. And go understand how the Akedah would have been Masakei Debriya, or did was Masakei Debriya. How the Yaakov's fight with the Sarei Shel Esav was Masakei Debriya. Their job, as opposed to Moshe Rabbeinu, their job, Gufa, was to be Masak in the world. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Noisein HaTorah. His job was to bring the word of Hashem milamala ad lamata. Different tachlis. Is that what you meant before, Rabbi Yitzchak?
Yeah, Rav Alba spoke about this once. He contrasted the Avos and Moshe Rabbeinu. He said they were Merkava. So Avram says, Afa v'Efer, it has some asmias to it, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu is mana, nachnu ma, which is tachas abidl. It's a different job. The, right.
Okay, so Baruch Shekivanti. And so it's all of a sudden, it's musbar that the Avos Ha'olam had to deal with Malachim, because that was their job. That was their job. By the way, just to follow on this line of thinking, Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah, so the Gemara Menachos tells us that all the Malachim started to attack him. Ma'ali Yelud Isha Beinenu. What's this guy doing here? You know, and what did Hashem tell him? Achoiz Bekise Akovid V'Hachzilam Tshuva. You be doche the Malachim. You can be doche the Malachim. You don't need to deal with these guys. These Malachim are Marechas HaTeva. You're flying right through them above their head like somebody's being pulled into the Oval Office, Lahavdil. You're getting right into the inner chambers. You don't have to deal with us. Just listen to me. All I'm asking you to do is be quiet and listen, you know. Were you ever the experience of like true protexia? When you have true protexia like this, just don't say a word, you know. You'll see. You'll get through the guard, you'll get through the secretary, you'll get through everything, you'll go right to the main thing, but just don't talk. Once you talk, you're damaging the whole business. So that was where Moshe Rabbeinu started, a Madrega of Lamata. And Matan Torah changed everything. So Matan Torah is not one of the 2000. Nevertheless, it is the paradigm of the job, the change of the job of the tzaddikim. Was no longer to make the world, but to work in the world and to bring the L'sakein Olam with a different Shem Hashem of Malchus Shakai. L'sakein Olam Malchus Shakai. Now,
I'm sorry, is that also why the Nephilim could come down like before that time?
Because yes, very good.
It's still possible. Yeah?
Still very good. Now it's not possible, essentially. You know, I have a lot that I want to say here, but I want to say one thing. We were just learning this yesterday. There's a famous story. In fact, let me show it to you. Let me first tell you, and then let me show it to you and show you how I think we hear the story wrong. There's a famous story of the Vilna Gaon, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that obviously learned Torah, some say, like I think the Chafetz Chaim said, Ke'echad minatanoim. It was like a Tana. You know, it was only a couple hundred years ago, but like unbelievable. Like you can even die in him like a Tana. So the Vilna Gaon made a statement apparently that very often Magidim Malachim came to teach him Torah and he pushed them away because he only wants to learn with his own Amelus. He doesn't want any gifts from Malachim. Which is interesting. That's a famous story. They tell it in yeshivas, right? The Vilna Gaon pushed away what the Mekubalim called the Magidim, Magidim are malachim, special malachim that have access to secrets of Torah. And he didn't want any part of it. Now, it could be that was a little bit of a, here's a parenthesis, a political parenthesis, maybe that was a little bit of a polemic against the rebbes, who the Hasidim said they had Givuyim. Or maybe he just said he wants to be Zeicha with his Amelus. But what you see from there is a very interesting thing, that the Avos were being Oisig with Malachim. And from the time of Matan Torah, we're Oisig in Torah, if we want to be a tzaddik. And the Vilna Gaon seems to be, I don't want malachim, meaning I don't want anything from Lamala to come Lamata. That's the way I always understood the story. I don't want any gifts from Shemayim to learn Torah. I want to learn Torah with my koichas. Which is, on the one hand, a little bit schwer to what we're saying here. Like, why not get a gift from Shemayim? Like, if you can go, learn Torah Lishma, so go to the Shemayim and get. So I want to show you, one second, I think I actually put it on my screen. Second, if I know how to do this. Oh, am I good? Can you see that? These are words of Reb Chaim Volozhin in his Akdama to the Safer Detzniusa. And if you look on the page on the right, Kishamati, the bottom paragraph, he says as follows. Let's just look it together, the Medayik here. It's the words of Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim. He says, Kishamati mipiv HaKadosh, I've heard from the Gra. Shepamim rabbis hishkimu l'pischai kamo magidim min hashamayim. This is the source of the story. I heard from the Gra that many times, Pamim rabbis hishkimu l'pischai kamo magidim min hashamayim b'sheilosam u'bakashasam, asking the Gra shereitza limsar loy rozen deraisa b'loy shum amor. They wanted to give him access to secrets. In other words, somehow or another, these secrets have to come into the world. Some Soidus of the Rosen der Isa, and the Malachim chose the Vilna Gaon as the one to come and be Megala these Soidus. And the Velohita says, Rechai Velosh and Lahita Aznai Aleim Klau. He wouldn't allow them in the door, these Malachim. Ve'echod mina magidim, one of these Malachim, it's an amazing story. Hifser boy Moid put pressure on him. No, I want to show you these Soidus. I want to show you the Rosen der Isa. Im kolzeh lohibit el mareyu hagodol. He wouldn't even look at this malach. I was thinking when I read this, just suggest Pirish Haber. What did you call it, Rabbi Yaakov? Shav Yaakov. I was thinking maybe, you know, the Balatanya came to visit the Vilna Gaon. And the Litvish story is that the Vilna Gaon wouldn't look at him. But so that in Brisk, they say that he wouldn't look at him because he looked like a malach. He didn't want to look at a malach. That's what they say in Brisk. That's a Soloveitchik Messiah from the Vilna Gaon. Not because he didn't want to look at him like there was something wrong with him. He was too much for him, like the Balatanya. But here he says, Omar, that there's a certain malach that came to him and wanted to be Megala him, Soda Satara. This, forget now my parentheses and go back into what he's saying. The Vilna Gaon didn't want to look at it even. And the Vilna Gaon said to him, I don't want anything between me and Hashem. No emtsai. If I'm supposed to know it, I want to get there myself. Rak einai nesuas la yisparach shmai. I'm just looking for a God. Masha writes a legalously. What he wants to let me know. V'liten chalki b'tayrasi. What he wants to give me a chelik in tayra. Yisparach shmai. On the next page. Ba moli asher amalti b'chol koichi. Hu yisparach shmai yiten li chachma mipiv dasu tfuna. Shi yiten li lev mevin v'chil yoisai Yasu kishte mayonis. Ve'eda kimotsasi chen be'enov. Ve'enoi roitza elimashe b'toich piv. I don't want to learn, I don't want to take words from any other mouth, kivyachol, but the mouth of Hashem himself. I don't want to hear it from a malach, I don't want to hear it from a sarif, I don't want to hear it from a magid. I'm learning from Hashem. Mahasagas al yidei ha-malachim, ha-magidim. Anything that we learn from malachim or magidim, the sariyat Torah, asher lo yamalti v'lo yechuchamti, ein li bahem chefetz. What an amazing paragraph. That's from the Hakdamas Merav Chaim Volozhin in the Safra D'Tznius. Now, a chiddush to me, because I always thought that the pshat in this, I heard the story of the Gra, I didn't see it inside until yesterday I was learning with Shui, and that's where it's at. But I always thought that the pshat in the Gra was that he wanted to work with his own amelus. He didn't want to get any giluyim from above. And when I'm reading it inside, I understand that not that he didn't want to get giluyim from above. He didn't want to get giluyim from malachim because they weren't high enough. He wanted giluyim from a higher than malachim. It's a big chiddush. Not that he didn't want to learn, like, leave me alone. I don't want to do anything with the shemayim. I want to just learn my Gemara and that's all. That's not what he says here. He says he wants to learn mipiv shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish. Hu yisbarach shmai yiten li chachma mipiv da'asu sevuna. I want to learn only from his mouth. So it's not the pshat like everybody thinks, or at least I thought, that he doesn't want to learn from malachim because he doesn't want to get any giluyim. He wants giluyim. But he wants the giluyim straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So he wants the madrega of Me'al HaShemayim that comes from
Me'al HaShemayim Chasdecha. So the kasha was like, what do you mean? Why didn't he want to hear from Malachim? That's nice. The answer is not Malachim are part of the Mareches HaTeva.
And what about the Ramchal?
Like the Ramchal.
Well, so the Magid, yeah, is he Chalik on the...
Absolutely, absolutely. So there's an absolute Machoikis here, La'anias Daiti, Machoikis, a difference of opinion between the Ramchal and the Gra. The Dover is that. Because according to the Ramchal, his whole, the whole Derech Hashem, the whole Das Utfunos, were Giluyim from Magidim. And its truth is that what the Ramchal wrote as a young man was supernatural. How he knew what he knew, sitting there in Italy. his Rebbe is a Magid. And he thought that was good. And he, when he writes in the Derech Hashem about the position of the Malachim, he says, this is the way the Torah comes to us. So he accessed the Malach. And by the way, the Vilna Gaon was a big fan of the Ramchal. As it was. However, what the Vilna Gaon is saying is, Tazovoti, with the Malachim, Aloy Meteru Lushma La'amita, can go even higher and get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'al Shemayim Chasdecha. And then the whole Nefesh HaChaim here, this was what I just read you, is the Hakdama of the Nefesh HaChaim to the Safra D'Tznius. Beautiful volume, by the way. Here, the Nefesh HaChaim, the Talmud Muvak of the Vilna Gaon, is saying that we can go higher. Not we shouldn't go higher. We can go higher, even higher. Even higher.
Rabbi?
Even higher, yeah.
A question, I'm just coming into mind. How can we contrast this with the Gemara Nida, with the Malach in the Mother's Stomach teaching the baby the Torah?
So what's your kasha?
It's not a kasha, more like an understanding. How can we still soothe this idea that we're talking about with that Gemara, that a person receives it mina shamayim and then he purposely forgets it, maybe for the Mahalach, like the Vilna Gaon wants.
Right. So what you learn in the B'mei Imai, let's think it through. You're learning from a Malach. So when you're B'mei Imoy, you're like the Ramchal. you're learning from Malachim. And then the very Malach L'chayra that taught you Kol HaTorah Kula, Sasrei Al Piv, Sitrei Al Piv, and now you forgot your Torah, now go learn your Torah. So, in other words, you're now going through an Amelus process in this world where you're starting maybe even Shaloi L'shma, and you're being taught the tools of learning, but you can get to a place which is Lamala Mimei Imoy. Like if the Malach would not have slapped you and made you lose your Torah, you'd be stuck on that low madrega of knowing everything because a Malach taught it to you. But that's Adam La Amo Yulad, with the Vilna Gaon's Lashon, is telling us that, like, leave it, Tazogoti with the Malachim Torah. Say Ischem L'Shola Malach. Yeah, sure. Gegez Unter Heit. I have a way to get above it. And by the way, you know, isn't it interesting that on Friday night we welcome the Malachim? Shalom Aleichem Malachi Asharis Malachi Elyon, right? Barchuni L'Shalom. Give us a bracha. And then you're about to make Kiddush. Teischem L'Shalom. What are we throwing them out for? It says, as a Shane, we just welcome there into our house, and the Gemara explains that two Malachim come, and they give us a bracha, Shabbos Haboyah came. What are we throwing out the Malachim? The Arizal says that we start off the Shabbos with Malachim, but then we want to come to Yichud Elyon. So Yichud Elyon is the Kiddush itself, the Kaddish HaShabbos. And you want to know, it's like us and Hashem. Like, imagine, like, you know, you're at a chuppah, you're at a chasen, you're at a kala, and you have shushminen, and you have edim, and you have flower girls throwing roses all over the place, and you have photographers. And then you go into yichud. And when you go into yichud, you're taking the 10, 15 minutes, a half hour, and you're saying, I just want to be alone with my kala. Like, we weren't allowed to be alone until this moment. Just want to be alone with the kala. The kala wants to be alone with the chassan. The photographer's knocking on the door. We don't let him in. What are we saying? We're saying the chassan and kala look at the door. They lock it and they say, Tzeischem l'shalom, malach shalom. Tzeischem l'shalom. They come back out, nachamo with malachim. So that's the Yichud Elyon. And what I'm saying is, not being choyluk with the Nefesh HaChaim.
It's 10 o'clock.
I'm just saying that, like, in everything that we do, lishma, there's a bechina of Yichud Elyon. And when we get to the makam of Yichud Elyon, we're b'chal on a higher madrega than with the malachim gufa. So enachanami ki malachim yitzav aloch lishmarcha b'chol drachecha. We have malachim, and malachim are surrounded by malachim. But there's even a better madrega when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're alone with Hashem. Okay, Afreilich and Chanukah, and Agudin Chodesh.
Afreilich and Chanukah.
Afreilich and Chodesh.
And as is my minhag, I didn't finish the parak, but we're there.
Thank you. There's what to look forward to.
Rabbi, the last piece about Kiddush and Yichud Hashem, I may have missed it. Did you, was that from the Ramchal or did
Arizal? Yichud Elyon is why we say Tzeischem L'Shalom. You know, very interesting thing, by the way, that there's a minig, I think, of Kamarna Hasidim, if I'm not mistaken, that they didn't say Tzeischem L'Shalom. Like Mapitom, they were chaylag on the minig. They want the malachim to stay there. And then at the end of the Suda, they would say, Tzeischem L'Shalom. So look, it's tzaddikim are messing with tzaddikim here that understand whether they want the malachim or they don't want the malachim. Baruchuni L'Shalom, Malachi L'Shalom, Malachi L'Yin. But they didn't want to say, Tzeischem L'Shalom. But we say, Tzeischem L'Shalom. So she, you know, go above, even higher. That's the
Rabbi. Where was that Mar Mukham from the Hakdama of Reb Chaim Volozhin? Was it towards the end, middle? Because I found two paragraphs where the Reb Chaim Volozhin says that he knows for sure that
it's towards the end.
Is there a heading to the Divrei Maskal? Because I have the old.
Shamati ki shamati mipiv hakadosh.
Shalom malu libo hatar.
Yeah. Forget that. No, right before it is ha'olal kulam hen hen gvuraisav v'nairaisav. Kiloy heres nafshe toiv rak abe amale asher alma b'chachma dasa v'kisharin. Yeah, it's about 50% in. And it says, Kishamati mipiv HaKadosh. I could WhatsApp it to you.
Tami Rabbi Shishkimu Lepischoi. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. You got it.
Four paragraphs later, in Amnam and Neman Alai, he says that he was sitting with all these people. He didn't know if it was when he was sleeping or when he was awake. Anyway, I've sent it to Rebbe just to look at
it. That's it, yeah.
He said the Rashbi was on his Yamin and the Arizal was in a small.
But he didn't want to learn Torah with them. He just hung out.
They were just there.
Hanging out. All right.
Thank you. Thank you.
One short thing.
Yeah.
I heard Rav Olba say that when he was contrasting Moshe Rabbeinu and the Avos, Merkava, said Moshe Rabbeinu was, we were talking about being Lamala Min HaTeva. He said Moshe Rabbeinu was a Baal Nisim. He brought the Kuzri because he was Tachas HaBittel. It was a Mida Keneged Mina, whereas the others didn't have that Mila of being Baal Nisim. So that, at least in the Nigla, you don't see them doing Nisim. But Moshe Rabbeinu, yeah. So he's Lamala Min HaTeva because he's on that Darga of complete Bittel.
Beautiful. You know, I was always thinking while we're talking, like, you know, it's Yadua that the that Avraham Avinu went into a Kiv Shenayeshin and didn't make it into the Chumash. he cast him, there's a Remez, but that Avraham Avinu, like that was like L'chayr, the biggest miracle in Avraham Avinu's life, that he walked into a Kiv Shenayesh and nothing happened to him. He walked out and in fact, that started his whole career, the Rambam says. So like, why didn't make it into the Torah? So the answer is that was a very low Madrega for Avraham Avinu. That was a madrega of, okay, miracles, you know, by the big rebbes, Nissim Zayin and Unter and Tish. You know, like they do miracles. But Avraham Avinu's job was L'sakein Olam. It was a different story, that he did a miracle when he was younger. To say there. So I think that's a nice shot in why it's not in the Torah. Okay, I'm going to go run. Yeah.